Welcome to the Fuller Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller at 11:13 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time here in what was earlier today a very warm and pleasant day in London. Okay, now stock markets, a little bit choppy in here, as you'll see. Starting with the Asia Pacific equity indices, they didn't get the follow through on that rally that we saw on Wall Street last night. And that may well be because one of the reasons that the US stock market was so strong was because the manufacturing data was not as strong as expected, and so people lowered their forecasts for the number of rate increases that they were expecting to see next year. Anyway, looking at the Asia Pacific stock markets, Japan was a little bit lower, a third of a percentage point on the Nikkei 225, less on the other indices. Topics actually up a tiny, minimal fraction, and China did best in here, and that included all of the, well, except for the Shenzhen Composite Index, that's a small one, but the Shanghai A did quite well, up some 80 points and 2.33%. The Hang Seng and the Shenzhen, beg your pardon, the Hang Seng and the China H share. Index out of Hong Kong, both higher in here as well. Elsewhere, it was pretty well all red, with some of the bigger declines, nearly 1% down for Australia. India, a very small decline, fifth of a percentage point on the Sensex. Let's see, I see. Singapore bucked the trend up almost half a percent, but the others were down. Thailand was down 1.29%. Looking at Europe, mostly lower in here today, and reversing some earlier gains, which I think were influenced by the US stock market performance yesterday, but wiped away. Germany closing down. Two-thirds of a percentage point, and that was the biggest decline. Euro stocks 50 down a third of a percentage point. There were a couple of exceptions. The UK FTSE index up 0.4 of a percentage point. That surprises me. Because a lot of these commodity shares are lower in here today. Swiss market index was also up a quarter of a point, as was Sweden. Wall Street, though, Wall Street had that big gain yesterday. Anyway, it wiped it out in here today, including a downside key day reversal for the S&P 500 index. But you kind of needed a magnifying glass to actually see that it was a key. Instead, what you had was an upward break and no follow-through, and closing lower in here today, and that's in line with a short-term overbought condition, which you can see on the stochastics indicators in the library. And it's also, for most of these US indices, it's also occurring in the region of the early November highs. So this is a nervous area up here, overbought near near that former resistance. And the market ease. I didn't give you the percentage numbers. I told you about the key. S&P 500 down 1.1%. The Dow was down a little less than that, 9 tenths of a percentage point. NASDAQ composite less, down 2/3 of a percentage point. That knocked the regional indices, the Canadian market down 1.25%, as was Mexico. Brazil down only a quarter of a point today. But going back to Wall Street, I think we'll have a little bit more of a reaction consolidation, maybe nervous point here ahead of that interest rate hike that I expect to see in the middle of December. And and that will also give a little bit of time to correct that short-term overbought condition. I don't think we really have to worry about it very much unless those mid-November lows that I keep mentioning, unless those mid-November lows are taken out. If that happens, then we're obviously seeing a bigger overall reaction and consolidation phase. But I think that's an outside risk, in other words, less likely to happen. And the reason why it's less likely to happen is that the technical action has been favorable here overall, and that Wall Street has, to date at any rate, shrugged off some international concerns, not least regarding the Middle East. And also, seasonally, it's a very favorable period overall. December generally is a good month overall. We are also in that favorable zone of November through April. And the election year period is also usually favorable overall. And overall, global monetary policy is accommodative and can support higher levels for stock markets. But I must say, the concern here is, where's the beef in terms of GDP growth? And it's slow, and it's going to remain slow. And the main reason for that is that while consumers are better off and many corporations are better off with low energy prices, low commodity prices generally, the commodity exporting countries are really under pressure. And some of them, the bigger ones, richer ones, they buy a lot of goods from the developed economies of the world, not least in the West. And so we're not actually seeing that, or we're not seeing anywhere near as much of it overall, and that's keeping the economy lower. And also, it's keeping the inflation data that the Fed looks at very low, and that won't change until we get a sharp rise in commodity prices. I'm not holding my breath. You'll see in a moment why. So let's go over and look at the other. All right, going over and looking at the other side of the screen. U.S. Treasury bond yields. Well, they picked up a little bit, but they're still certainly very low. 2.179%. And the VIX moved up a point and a quarter, 15.91. U.S. dollar is strong, got up to a new recovery high, and a new recovery high for the year, just exceeded that March high. I think it got up to 100.51 and then slipped back, but still managed to close above that 100 level. But it's in trading after hours, though. It's just come down a tad, 99.993. Now, commodities, they were smacked about a bit here today. Let's see, we had the CCI index, that's the continuous commodity index, fell quite sharply and reached a new low for this overall bearish phase that we've been seeing since 2011. Also, among the individual commodities, well, Brent crude also weak in here today, 42.49. That's down $1.95. It's a big decline. And the WTI down $1.76. That Brent move is, and that's the more important of the two. That's a new reaction low in here, and it would certainly take a clear upward dynamic offsetting that nearly $2 decline here today to signal a downside failure. But people know that there are over 3 billion barrels equivalent of oil just sitting there in surplus. So even though there's talk of possibly OPEC reducing supplies a little bit, just talk, and most people don't believe it at this stage, they're certainly going to reduce production at some stage, but are they going to do it in the short term? The consensus, at any rate, says no. Now, what we do see here in some of these other commodities, I gave you the crude. Now, looking at palladium, that's down over $8.50 to 530 and change, 530 and change. Silver down, disappointing because it was steady yesterday, down 8 cents here to $13.98. Platinum also lower here at 833, and gold clipped in here today, 1,054. That's down over $15, so soft. And looking at white sugar, weak again, down $1.70. Coffee slightly firmer. Those are the see two of the main ones. Let's see, soybeans tiny bit higher, but corn and wheat a little bit lower, 3 and 4 cents lower respectively. In here, industrial metals weaker, and the high grade copper down $2.60 to 204.55. So more of the same here. Weak commodities, slow growth, a little bit nervousness, a bit of nervousness about stock markets in this unloved bull market, which is not, of course, affecting all stock markets, and Wall Street short-term overbought. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.